for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
Hello, I'm Rosemary Keenan, and I'm Chief Executive of the Catholic Children's Society in the Diocese of Westminster. In the cold and darkness of winter, in the shortened days and longer nights, our spirits may hunger for the light and warmth of long summer days that seem now so far away. And so it is fitting that in this darkness we prepare to welcome the coming of Jesus Christ, our Saviour and Lord, who brings light and warmth to our hearts and minds. Thus it is that the liturgical season of Advent finds us reflecting upon a much deeper longing within our souls, a longing within the darkness that can only be met by an encounter with a small child whose birth casts the radiant light of God's glory at Christmas. For me, Christmas also highlights the importance of family and parenthood. It is striking that God should choose to be contained within the womb of a woman, not a queen in earthly terms, but a young woman, probably not even 20 years of age, a woman whose life was probably led in simple terms, perhaps at times hand to mouth, a woman whose betrothed was on the verge of leaving her once he learned of her pregnancy. That she and her husband Joseph should travel from Nazareth to Judea while she was heavily pregnant may seem feckless and irresponsible by today's standards. The journey of 80 miles could have taken at least 4 days to a week of walking, even if Mary was on a donkey. As a little family, they were probably not alone and may have joined a caravan, a community of people hastily established to enable them to travel together safely, a small family unit within a larger community, helping each other out on the journey. Thus we see a community of hope. Hope that together they may achieve common ends and meet their various needs to the benefit of all. How reassuring this community response seems by today's standards, for do we still have that same sense of hope today? By today's standards, would the pregnant Mary and her husband Joseph be seen as a heavy burden, slowing down the progress of the group? Would they be seen as irresponsible through throwing themselves upon the mercy of another to find accommodation for the night on which their son was born? By fleeing from Herod to Egypt, would they be seen as unwelcome refugees? And as for losing their son whilst on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, would they be seen as neglectful by social services and their only son taken into care if their neglect were discovered? Yet it was into such a family that the Son of God was born. Should not this be a sign of hope? Hope that a child born into such circumstances and into such a family can go on to perform such great deeds. Yet how does our society regard poor or refugee families today? Arguably, they get a very poor press, increasingly portrayed as a burden upon society, skivers, not strivers, living a life of ease whilst living off the taxed income of others. My work as Chief Executive of the Catholic Children's Society Westminster gives me a privileged opportunity to meet and talk with poor parents and children. I know that they are strivers and not skivers, many of them working in several jobs and living on minimum wages, struggling to pay rising energy, household and food bills. I hear the experiences of their children, unable to take part in out-of-school activities and visits, ashamed of their clothes, their home, and their inability to provide reciprocal hospitality to better-off school friends. Children living in poor accommodation, damp and overcrowded, with nowhere to do their homework. The life of a child in poverty is one of great suffering. It is not something we would wish for any child. But all is not gloom, for in this season of Advent, we await and look forward to another set of values that recognises and names the injustice and indignity with which poor children and families are treated. These values are the values of the Kingdom of God that Jesus himself revealed to the world. No doubt his early childhood and the stories of hardship around his birth would have formed and reinforced those values, Kingdom values that today bring such great hope to the downtrodden. Hope made manifest through those who believe in and witness to a different way of relating to others. A declaration that the Kingdom of God is now but not yet. And so in our preparation time of Advent, We seek not to harden our hearts, but to listen to the voice crying in the wilderness, declaring the way of the Lord. For to us a child of hope is born, to us a son is given. Our Advent journey is a time of preparation when we seek to discern how we should personally respond to the coming of God's Son and the values of his kingdom.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.